As part of a youth storytelling series from Ohio County Public Schools, students learning about various professions and themes in the region recently interviewed a professional hockey player. From lessons learned on and off the ice, student Bree Wiley collaborated with West Virginia Public Broadcasting's Corey Nollinger to bring us this story of perseverance.
It's a hockey night in Nail City. Tonight, the WesBanco Arena is filled with fans waiting to see their minor league hockey team and Pittsburgh Penguins affiliate, the Wheeling Nailers, play against another team in the ECHL.
One of the names fans can expect on the ice tonight is defenseman Aaron Titcomb.
Playing ECHL hockey was a huge step toward a larger goal of playing for the NHL, but Titcomb says his goals are multifaceted and shifting.
At first, my goal was to make it to the NHL, and if that happens, that would be great. But now I think being able to affect as many people's lives as I can while I have this platform is my biggest goal, because when I tend to wear this jersey, people tend to listen to somebody who has this platform. So I want to take full advantage of that and show them that, hey, no matter where you came from or what your upbringing is, you can still affect a lot of people if you just put your mind to it and do it.
This is a lesson Titcomb learned from his own rough upbringing.
My father was murdered when I was one. He was shot. He got into drugs at a young age, and it kind of took hold of him. So I just kind of had a bad life. And my mother had to take the reins at the age of 17. So a single mother growing up in the city of Boston is kind of tough. So I kind of had a rough start, but my family came together. My mother really did a great job.
Growing up, Titcomb tried to play other sports, particularly baseball and football, but neither called out to him like hockey.
When he was 17, Titcomb's hockey career seemed to be on the rise. He had just verbally committed to his dream school, the University of Boston. It was the first year he was eligible for the NHL draft. But one moment changed his entire path going forward.
So I broke my neck when I was 17. I got hit from behind, snapped my C3 and C4, was deemed a quadriplegic, went into the hospital. I slowly started to get my feeling back. I was in a neck brace for 9 months. That's when baseball offers started to come in, and my mother's like, why don't you take the baseball offer? I'm like, no, hockey, something about it. I'm like, Mom, I'm going to play again. I'm going to play. They're telling me I can't play. That's kind of giving me fire.
The next 9 months were an uphill struggle for Titcomb, to say the least. Doctors thought he would have a hard time walking again, let alone skating. Even after skating, playing hockey wouldn't be easy.
Finally, after 9 months, Titcomb was to go on the ice again. He still remembers his first game back.
I remember it clear as day, because you got to think there's a lot of frustration that goes into that. Like, I couldn't even walk up a flight of steps without passing out because the concussion was very bad. I couldn't read a book without blacking out. In the first game, the doctor kind of says, like, okay, look, you're going to go and just kind of go through the paces. Don't really hit anybody. And I didn't listen.
Titcomb remembers getting at least 6 penalties that game.
I had a lot of built-up aggression. I actually ended up getting kicked out of the game.
Titcomb isn't at all apologetic about his aggression. He says there's a time and a place to blow off steam, and defending goals is one of them, especially hockey goals.
I think I just kind of built up a frustration towards the world and just a, you know, kind of like a why me attitude. And just, I think that got the best of me. And you know what, I don't feel bad for it, because I think anybody put in that situation, it would take a very special person to kind of just let it fly, especially with the life that I had before.
After high school, Titcomb ended up at Merrimack College, where he majored in sports management. It was there he made a connection with Merrimack coach Mark Dennehy, who had a very short stint as head coach of the Wheeling Nailers. During that time, he decided to sign Titcomb, who has since remained with the team. While Titcomb has lived a life of pain and persistence, he attributes his current success to one thing: his grades.
I'll tell you right now, I wouldn't be where I am without my grades, because my grades got me a college education. My grades are what's really gotten me here. So, I mean, hockey's just a luxury I have of playing. So without the grades, I wouldn't be able to do this.
Titcomb's story resonated with students, many of whom have had their own personal battles to deal with. Bree Wiley, an eighth grader at Tridelphia Middle School, was among the students inspired by the perseverance Titcomb has been able to show in the face of adversity.
He had so much that so many obstacles in his path, like his father and stuff like that. And I just think it's really amazing how he can still stay so strong.
For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Corey Nollinger in Wheeling.
For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Bree Wiley in Wheeling.
That story is part of a youth storytelling initiative made possible through the Rural Arts Collaborative. It was recorded and produced out of a yurt in an outdoor classroom in the middle of an urban farm in downtown Wheeling. And if you didn't catch all that, learn more at wvpublic.org.